Good morning, Mike Pearsall here with your Wide World of Sports morning update on this Tuesday. Football season for the AFL just around the corner, but there's been massive news on the eve of the first match. St Kilda veteran Jimmy Webster receiving the longest suspension since 2018 over his sickening bump on North Melbourne captain Jai Simkin. The 30-year-old defender will be sidelined for the Saints' first seven games of the season after pleading guilty at the tribunal to rough conduct. Webster says he will not be appealing the sanction.
Firstly to Jai and Jai's family, I'm really sorry about what happened on the weekend. It's something I'm really embarrassed about. It's not what I stand for as a person or a player to the North Melbourne Football Club and the footy people. I'm sorry about my actions on Sunday. Yeah, it's not something I'm proud of.
GWS captain Toby Green has admitted the club's expectations are very different from the same time last year. The Giants had a stellar 2023, finishing 7th on the ladder and making it to the preliminary final where they lost to Collingwood by just 1 point. He's told 3AW Radio in 2024 they have one aim.
Well, I didn't probably expect us to be within 1 point of a grand final. I thought we could definitely compete most weeks, and this year, you know, we want to go out and win the comp, and that's our expectation, that's our goal.
To rugby league now, team lists for the remainder of the NRL's round one games have been published. Mike Acevo's three-game suspension will allow Morgan Harper to make his Eels debut against the Bulldogs on Saturday night. He's been named in the centres, with Bailey Simonson shifting to the wing. Bronson Cherry will have to wait to make his long-awaited return to the NRL after being overlooked for the Bulldogs starting lineup by coach Cameron Seraldo. Jacob Carras and Stephen Crichton preferred in the centres. Cherry is named in the reserves. Despite Chance Nickel-Kluster being out of action with a hamstring injury, Roger Tuivasa-Sheck won't play fullback for the Warriors against the Sharks on Friday night. He'll start at centre with Tane Tuapiki to wear the number one jersey. The Sharks are being delivered some tough love by coach Craig Fitzgibbon. They bombed out of the finals the past two seasons when the pressure was on. Halfback Nico Hines says the coach wants to see his players learn from their mistakes.
We're third year under him, and he's probably just coming down on us a little bit harder, and how he knows that what wins footy games is what he coaches, and it's just us players need to be better at going out there and delivering it.
In football, the Champions League round of 16 continues this morning. Lazio leads Bayern Munich 1-0 heading into their second leg, while PSG holds a 2-0 lead over Real Sociedad. Former Manchester United goalkeeper and Stan Sport commentator Mark Bosnich says Bayern will be desperate to turn things around.
Their last chance of winning any type of silverware. So they're 1-0 down, everything to play for. They haven't been knocked out of the round of 16 in the Champions League for quite some time.
You can catch those matches live or catch up after with highlights or delayed coverage. It's all available on Stan Sport. In basketball, the Sydney Kings will announce their new coach this morning, replacing the sacked Mahmoud Abdel Fattah, as it is expected to be Boomers coach Brian Gorgian. Over to the United States, and Aussie star Patty Mills is reportedly in talks to join the Miami Heat for the remainder of the NBA season after being waived by the Atlanta Hawks. To tennis, the four-year ban handed to two-time major winner Simona Halep has been reduced to 9 months on appeal, allowing her to return to the court immediately. The Court of Arbitration for Sport ruled Halep, on the balance of probabilities, had not taken Roxadustat intentionally. Halep, who was originally banned until October 2026, feared her career could be over if the decision was upheld. She says, "My faith in the process was tested by the scandalous accusations that were levelled against me and by the seemingly unlimited resources that were aligned against me. I cannot wait to return to the tour." And just quickly to wrap up with surfing, large swells and strong winds are forecast for the competition window for the World Surf Tour's next stop in Portugal. The waiting period opens tonight. That is the latest from Wide World of Sports. Thanks for tuning in this morning. You've been with Mike Pearsall. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast to get updates every morning and every afternoon during the week. Thanks for joining us.